O magnify the Lord with me, with us. Let us exalt his name together. Hi, listening friend. It's Friday. It's August 15th, 2014. And Jason, my co-host who joins me each and every Friday, each and every Wednesday, and Lord willing, when we have special guests or some unique author or artist, he will also join me additionally in the studio on maybe Monday, Tuesday. So, Jason, thanks for being available for today, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. And we're going to start right away with giving away some gifts. I mentioned this on Wednesday, and I mentioned it in the past that on Fridays we'd give away some of the books and radio resources out of our cabinet here in the studio, and I kind of have failed to do that. So, Lord willing, I can remember on Fridays to lay these gifts out and pull some names, and we already have three people that have filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys, and I have three books to give away, so we'll do that in just a second. As you know, our practice on Friday is to go through the book of Acts, and it's been an adventure. We'll be in chapter 11, continuing our discussion. We're about halfway through the 11th chapter, and it's an exciting portion of Scripture. In fact, in my NIV version, it says the church in Antioch. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But let me make mention that tomorrow two things are happening. You're all invited. There's a prayer gathering at Denny's Restaurant in Champaign. We'll be meeting at 9 a.m. to be praying up various communities throughout Champaign County. I think Tolono is our focus. I think last month it was Rantoul, and before
it's
that
Denny's, though, so it's the grand slam of prayer.
Yeah, the grand slam. So it'll begin at 9 a.m. You're all invited. Bob Bridgewater, the task force chairman of Champaign County, he helps facilitate it. Sometimes he even sings to the group. And so it'll be a gathering at 9 a.m.
Yeah, he's got a good voice.
And so, and then also, later in the day, from 2 to 5 p.m., See You at Home is hosting a celebration. It's their grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony at their new Phoenix Drop-In Center, located in downtown Champaign, 215 South Neal Street. And from 2 to 5, you can go and celebrate what God's doing through this ministry. And also, they're going to have a drawing. I don't know if it's going to actually happen tomorrow, but you can purchase raffle tickets for their 24-foot Coachman tow-behind camper. And so
wow.
I think they're
$10. Are you going to get each. That?
I don't know. You know, I was thinking I'd do $100 and get 10 tickets, and, you know, I know it.
So if you win, what are you going to put
I don't
put
know.
It?
You know, I was thinking I could just park it out here somewhere, and whether it's David or Fred State.
So when you get in trouble, that's where you'll go live?
Yeah. Instead of going to the tree fort now or a doghouse, I could go to the Coachman.
Camper, the
yeah.
Coachman. Yeah.
So I thought, yeah, but it's really nice. I saw a photograph, I think, at the CU website, their Facebook account anyways. It's pictured there, and I thought, I think it sleeps six, so it's pretty big.
Couldn't that be the Great News Radio mobile office?
Yeah.
You could take it around and just park it at different places. And
radio events. Come on in here. Come on, makeshift studio. We're going to interview.
Didn't we do that one event where somebody had brought a big trailer or something, and you had the musicians and different people in there when you did the thing
here
at the
Jim
property?
Gunther. Yeah. That was like where they could pray up and be air conditioned.
Yeah, I remember I got invited in there and got to sit down, and I thought, man, have I ascended somehow?
Yeah, it would be nice. In fact, one time I had a van. I don't know if it was. Yeah, it was a Great News Radio van years ago, and I was interviewing people. This was at Vriner's. It was an ice cream kind of social gathering. I think it was just after we went on the air. And so I invited people out of, because it was so noisy. I come into the van, and we sat in there, and I did a little interview, like radio listener testimony.
Wait, so you brought them in the van and interviewed them? That's scary.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I think it had a lot of windows, but I had somebody accompany me, especially when there were women or something, because I thought, yeah, this is a little weird. So, yeah, the Coachman, I don't know. We'll see. But it's all happening tomorrow between 2 and 5 p.m. See You at Home, grand opening. If you need more information, you can call Melanie Jackson. She's the executive director at 217-819-4569, 217-819-4569. And it's all happening between 2 and 5 p.m. at their new drop-in center, 215 South Neal Street. I'm planning on attending and wishing her well. If you tuned in on Monday and Tuesday, you would have heard about the grand opening and one of the recipients of some of the blessing through See You at Home, Thomas. That was a neat transformational message where he's utilizing the service and wanting to give back to the community. There's going to be free hot dogs, and I think he's going to help facilitate that. And then on Tuesday, Melanie Jackson talked about how God led her to this point and what the drop-in center is all about and how you can be a part of that. So come on out tomorrow for the prayer breakfast at at 9 a.m. at Denny's Restaurant in Champaign, and then anytime between 2 and 5, stop by, see you at home, the Phoenix Drop-In Center. Dropping into the center of the book of Acts, chapter 11.
No, you have these giveaways first.
Oh, giveaways.
You always are like, giveaways, we got to do giveaways. And then you always try and skirt that. This is the second time this week I've had to remind you of the giveaways.
That's right. And I'd forget. And then otherwise we'd be in a spiritual moment at the very end. And then I would quench the spirit by saying, oops, we got to forget about this God honoring.
I'm glad the Holy Spirit works powerfully, but we've got to give away some books.
Yes. So we have three winners chosen already. And the first recipient is...
I think it's Claudine Rowden in Champaign, Illinois, and she's going to win a copy of R.A. Torrey's classic, How to Pray. This is a Moody classic, so enjoy that one. That's going to be a good reading.
That'll be in the mail in the next few days.
And then Linda, I think this is Hale, her married to Mike, Champaign, Illinois.
Hey, you know who Mike Hale is?
Help me out.
The voice of WDWS, WHMS, or 92.5 and 97.5, rock and roll station oldies. Hale is like Mike in the morning. So, yeah. That's
Mike in the morning. So, we have a book here for Linda in the evening.
Yes.
This is Tending to the Soul, 90 Days of Spiritual Nourishment. So, this is going to be good from Sarah Groves and Margaret Feinberg, Jan Silvius, and many other authors.
Yeah, Linda, actually, I remember seeing her at the Singing Men concert at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, and they both attend there. So, great.
And the last one is Kate Freeman. She's married to Huey. Oh, for Kate, you're going to give her a book on how to live a courageous manhood.
Oh, she could turn around and sign that off, send that off to her husband, maybe wrapped.
Yep. Kate, you get a copy of Stepping Up, A Call to Courageous Manhood by Dennis Rainey.
Hey, well, you know what? We just pull them out. And
yeah, he just pulls them out, Holy Spirit led, I'm not sure.
Yeah, there must be something there for her to know or for Huey. You all know Huey. He writes for the Decatur Herald and Review, and we've had his testimony on the air. And I think we had Kate and Huey in the studio some years ago, great followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and friends of this ministry and super people. So these
in fact, I think Huey couldn't be a part of our trip to Israel last time, but I believe that Huey sent along some support for the one place we went to where we worked with the mentally challenged folks up in Tiberias.
Oh, yeah, that center where you and I were painting.
We were scraping and painting trees.
Yeah, that's
it. I didn't know it was on my bucket list to paint a tree, but I guess it was. And I didn't know you could scrape paint off a tree.
Yes, and do it for hours on multiple trees.
You remember, and I remember who was painting. Well, Tasha was painting a little bit, but it was Steve Schweitzer and his wife, and they were painting. And at one point, I remember Steve looking at me. He goes, I don't think this paint is safe to inhale.
Yes.
Because, you know, over the pond, I mean, the rules are a little different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was memory lane. We had that whole long stretch.
We painted memory lane.
Yeah.
We put the crosswalks in and painted the trees. And
well, that reminds me, the trip to Israel is still on for this November, and we've been praying it up and seeking the Lord and whether we'd add a few humanitarian mission projects while we're over there, and we're still trying to work that through and praying up. I know at the end of this month, on Sunday night, August 31st, we're hosting a benefit concert, and we'll have some acoustic musicians, singer-songwriters.
Yeah, some accomplished Christian musicians, John James Maxey and Harold Green, both of them accomplished, and our own Jake Barrett, he'll open us up with a few worship songs, but it's going to be a good concert, and it's going to be, for those of you who are like, I don't know how, it's acoustic, so it's very light. Just so you guys know, I have taken great pains to rope in these musicians, how loud they can be in that, because I want it to be a good, comfortable volume for everybody of all ages to be able to attend. But then in the same token, I want them to also bring glory to God and with their specific gifts. So I think it's going to be great. We have a ton of ministries that are on board to help out. Chosen People Ministry, KUFI, the Israeli Ministry of Tourism have all sent tons.
Jews for Jesus.
Yeah, Jews for Jesus. Tons of free giveaways that we're going to have. So I've got a table that it is keeps growing full of books and resources that I'm going to be able to give away. And this is not like the junk you get. This is like when I opened the one box, I was shocked. In fact, the one box that came from Chosen People, and we just want to give a shout-out to our friend Roy, who's a part of that ministry, there was a bill in there. And I looked at the bill, and the bill was for like $500 worth of, you know, books, 50 books at $12.95 here and this and this. And I called him, and I said, Roy, did I make a mistake? Did we? And he goes, no, that has to go in there because that's part of the shipping process from New York, but it's our gift to you. And so I was like, wow, I mean, the Lord is just like a home run in every direction. So, I mean, it's going to be a way where you're going to be able to see. Hopefully, we'll have Kathleen Jennings there with some artwork. We've got some people who are going to bake and have some snacks there, some things to look at, books, the resources you'll be able to have and take home to be able to equip you. There is going to be a ton of things. And then there's going to be this worship part. Now, it's all free. The resources are going to be free. The books are going to be free. The concert is free. The snacks are free. The coffee is free. All of this is free. But I never want to play that shell game where I trick you. So I just want you to know right up front that we're going to take a love offering and 100%, 100%, in fact, maybe even 110%, because if we're able to get a little bit of a sponsorship here, our goal is to be able to send 100% plus to Ha'amekka Medical Center in Afula in Israel. They handle caring for children who have just been impacted by the violence in that region, by the things that have happened. And these are both Jewish and Arab children. So if you're going, well, you know, I mean, I'm not sure where I sit on this issue, Hamek handles all kinds of people. Go on and Google it. There's YouTube videos where they're doing talking with a woman because they've done heart surgery on a Palestinian Arab boy, Jewish children, people hurt by landmines and different kinds of things that have happened in that region. So we've been there. Great News Radio been there many times, brought teddy bears and Beanie Babies and all that kind of stuff. And it is a great – when you go there and you meet the medical staff and you meet the patients and you do all that, it's a great place.
And it's one of the few areas throughout all of Israel where they have Palestinian, Arab, Muslim, various doctors working side by side. And Afula is an area that's where some of the suicide bombers came out of. I mean, it's a real unique area. But we've had Larry Rich on the phone, radio interviews in the past over the years, and the support Great News Radio's had for that hospital because they're really reaching out. They're loving on all kids. And we've even, through some of the listeners, have a little center on one of their floors dedicated to children. And so we've met their, I don't know what they call the head facilitator of the children's wing, if you will, where we've donated school supplies and Beanie Babies and teddy bears, and they've given us free rein where we've gone into hospital rooms and witnessed and shared, and they've been really moved by why a radio station here in Illinois cared. And so we just said, hey, we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and he reached out to children, and so they're doing a real good work, so there'll be a free will offering. I think we might even have a special week dedicated where we'll have Larry Rich and some of the musicians interviewed that last week in this month.
The 25th through the 29th.
Yeah, so we'll figure out. Maybe we'll get Larry Rich on the phone and David Parsons and hopefully give some updates about even our trip that's scheduled for November. I think we'll determine for sure. It's on right now, Lord willing. Everything will continue to calm down and quiet down over there in the parts of Israel we'll be journeying and touring. And so we'll make a final decision. But right now, we're still feeling like the Lord's leading us to move forward. But if at any point the safety becomes an issue or we're concerned, we'll cancel and reschedule for another time. But by the 31st and then by mid-September, we'll know for sure if it's all still on.
Yeah, and another part of the aspect of this thing, so if you're planning on attending, first of all, if you want to get connected, you can go to Facebook, and on Facebook, we have a page for the Israel Benefit Concert. If you're my friend on Facebook, you can easily find that page. It's the Israel Benefit, or Benefit for Israel. Type that in on your Facebook search bar, and you'll come right up. It's going to be August 31st. Again, a free concert, free resources, free food, free musicians, free chance to worship Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but also a chance for us to be able to generously give to our friends in Afula. And also what we're going to do is have a place where you can drop off a teddy bear or Beanie Babies and that kind of stuff. We're going to ship those over also. Very interesting when you bring those meanie babies in there, the way that they react to them.
Yeah, oh yeah. Especially even the nurses. You would think that just the children would love this little gift, you know, be able to play with it. But so many of the nurses, they put it in their lab coat or their, you know, they go around with them. It's like when you extend love and care and compassion to anyone. It's just received like, wow, thank you so much. I needed that. Or just...
Yeah, there was an Arab family. I remember Tasha tells the story. She goes into the room with the beanie baby, and the beanie baby was an octopus.
Hmm.
And she gave it to him. They were like, what, you know, in like kind of broken English, like, what animal? And Tasha's like, octopus. And they didn't know what an octopus was, really. And so they traded for an animal they knew, which was kind of funny. But, I mean, it was a point where Tasha's like, it was undeniable that they went from kind of apprehensive to just like open, because we were there for no other reason than to just love them. And then, you know, thank God through this octopus, there was kind of this softening where it was like, well, what other animals do you have? And they got to pick it, and the kid just really, it was just great.
Yeah. So the benefit concert, free to all, is happening Sunday night, August 31st at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet.
102 Riverbend Boulevard between 72 and 74.
Right on Route 47.
Right on Route 47.
Riverbend Boulevard. All right. So
tell your friends, let's pack the house. We want to bring a ton of people out to just celebrate, worship, and support.
Sunday night, August 31st. If you need more information, you can call the station at 217-367-7777. Lots of sevens in this book of Acts, huh?
No, I don't know. Limited time only, $29.99. The best transitions of Mark Burns.
Yeah. The church in Antioch. Now, those who had been scattered by the persecution. What persecution are we talking about?
Persecution of the early Christians. By the way, whenever the persecution happens, whenever we see persecution in the book of Acts, it always leads to something greater happening. So where we would read persecution and go, the Bible tells us that persecution always becomes the mechanism for something, God doing something greater in and amongst believers. So those of us right now who are watching the news and seeing these things and going, oh no, look at the persecution, look at what's happening, I can't believe it. God is going to use that to do something greater. And so they're scattered because of this persecution over Stephen. And who was Stephen? Stephen was the one who had been in Acts chapter 7. He had been stoned, the first Christian martyr. And so you remember that Acts chapter 7, he was martyred. And then it said right after that, the church was scattered. And so, kaboom, the church gets scattered. They begin to go out there and they begin to proclaim Christ in all the places. Samaria, we see Saul gets saved. Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, Simon the magician, believes but goes off the rails. Peter handles that one in his normal fashion. We go on to Peter and Cornelius, and the Gentiles believe. God opens the doorway to what he had proclaimed in Genesis chapter 12, that all the families of the earth would be a part of this reconciliation through the gospel and through his son Jesus Christ through the cross. And so here we have now the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except the Jews. So these believers were scattered, and they were ministering to Jewish people. They were ministering to the Jews because they believed they were Jewish themselves, so that was easy. You know, I mean, they go to synagogue, they begin to preach, begin to subtly attend synagogue, preach Christ, begin to answer the objections. But it said, but there were some of them, men of Cyrus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus. So they preached the Lordship of Jesus Christ, what Jesus has done on their behalf, that he is their Lord and Savior, that they have been bought kurios by a price. And so, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. So there's this group that goes, and as they go out, they're still kind of tied to the way they think things should be. You know, there's maybe a little too much of them in their ministry, but they're still trying to honor God, so they're going and they're preaching just to the Jews. Well, there's another group who's going and they're ministering to the Hellenists, and amazing things are happening. Now, listen to me, because this is important to understand, is that the Jewish people, they had an understanding of the kingdom of God. They understood about God, Yahweh, and what Yahweh did and his tenancy. They had a great understanding of the Old Testament. The Gentiles had no understanding of it. They worshipped other gods, pagan gods. They worshipped many gods. You mean, we'll see, at some point, Paul's at the Areopagus. He's in the sea of idols at Athens. And so it's fascinating because to win a Gentile believer to the Lord would be much, much harder. There's a lot more work to do. There's a lot less religion, but there's a lot more paganism. So this is a great testimony that a great number who believed turned to the Lord. They turned from what? From their idol worship and their pagan worship. And this report came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. So you remember Barnabas. Barnabas is a man of faith, a man who is good. Remember, he gave his property up, and there was Ananias and Sapphira who wanted to be like him. So this is a good, God-fearing man, walks in the fear of the Lord. And what happens is the news that the Gentiles are believing in droves in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the church goes, we got to send somebody to investigate this. What's funny is this comes on the heels of Peter reporting what God... So Peter comes and says, God has... A sheet got let down, and God says, don't call unclean what I've made clean. And he comes, and the church is like, wait, you got it. I mean, we're hearing your testimony, man, but I mean, this is a big turn for us as a church. And then all of a sudden, at the same time, God brings word and testimony that Gentiles are being saved like crazy. And so they send their man, one of their most faithful men, Barnabas. And we all know Barnabas because whenever we've got a good Christian guy in our life, don't we always call him Barnabas? We always say, that's a Barnabas kind of guy. Look, I would celebrate, though be a little bit like, if you said, you know, you're awfully a lot like Peter. You know, but I can be Peter at some times. But they sent Barnabas to go and check this out. And so they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And when he came and saw the grace of God, so he doesn't just come and see the work of God. For him, the work of God is the grace of God. So he doesn't just come and go like, oh, I wonder how many numbers of people have been saved, and I wonder about this. He goes, look at the grace of God that's on display here, that these people are believing. Because what will Paul later write? That the ability to have the faith to believe was the gift of the grace of God. And so Barnabas is seeing that this gift has been given to the Gentiles, this faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says what? He was glad. He was glad. He was seeing people getting saved, and he was glad. He didn't go, well, you know, these are Gentiles. I mean, shouldn't they really be Jews? No, he was just glad because he saw the way the Lord was at work, and he exhorted all of them to remain faithful to the Lord with a steadfast purpose. Listen to me. If you're asking yourself, what is my job, kind of what is something that's in my job description as a Christian, it's right here. Your job is, as you go, to look for the grace of God, the places where God is pouring out his grace, which, by the way, will be a lot of places, not a little bit of places, where God is pouring out his grace. And your job is to be glad. And then in those areas and places where you see this happening, exhort those that God's grace is falling upon to remain faithful with a steadfast purpose. That's discipleship. That's you coming along and saying, now I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to encourage you, exhort you, and I'm going to help you to keep steadfast in your purpose because you've been called for a purpose. You've not been called to nothing. You've been called to something, and that something is Jesus, and it's greater and bigger than you. And my job is to look for the grace of God, to look where God is falling on people, and in that, to celebrate. I love that it says, and he was glad.
And the NIV version here, and encourage them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. And on Wednesday, we talked about trusting the Lord with all your heart, with all their hearts, to remain true to the Lord. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Gotta go. SR News won't wait. This is Mark Burns and co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.